Good afternoon. Cold high pressure continues to dominate across interior New York and New England on this St. Patrick's Day, with many places starting off close to zero this morning. That high pressure is bringing lots of sunshine to the northern sections of New York and New England, while some high clouds are overspreading the I-90 corridor. Thicker clouds associated with the storm system shearing off to our south, located across the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. So generally, we'll call it a mixture of sunshine and clouds from I-90 south, with more sunshine to the north today, but it'll be a cold one with high temperatures about 15 to as much as 20 degrees below normal for this time of year and only reaching the middle 20s with a slight north breeze. Skies will be mostly clear throughout the region tonight, and it will be unseasonably cold again between 0 and 10 above, with many northern locations going down to between 0 and as low as 20 below in the mountains. This will set us up for another dry, chilly day tomorrow. Not nearly as cold. Lots of sunshine will push us back into the middle 30s. On Wednesday, it starts out dry, but a storm system riding through the Great Lakes will bring some clouds our way by the end of the day. And as that system moves through, a good chance of rain or snow showers after dark Wednesday into Wednesday night. High temperatures during the day Wednesday will reach into the upper 30s to around 40. That system should clear through the region in the pre-dawn hours on Thursday. Still, skies will remain mostly cloudy during the day Thursday, and it will be breezy. Temperatures will be back into the lower to mid-40s for afternoon highs. And high pressure will bring us a dry day with a mix of sun and clouds on Friday, seasonably cool in the lower 40s. Another disturbance will head our way on Saturday with another chance of rain and snow as highs reach the middle to upper 30s, then behind that system for Sunday, back to sunshine, but more cold air pouring in with highs barely reaching 30 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, another storm is moving through the mid-Atlantic region. Winter storm warnings will be allowed to expire from west to east across the Appalachians and the mid-Atlantic, on its way out of Baltimore and Washington, coating the ground again. Coastal sections could see a couple more inches of snow before the storm moves out over the open Atlantic. And winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are out for parts of the northern Rockies, with as much as 6 to 10 inches of snow above 5,000 feet in Montana, with 2 to 4 inches expected at lower elevations. For that same system, as it moves through the northern part of the country, a winter storm watch and some warnings have been issued for parts of the upper Midwest for tonight and tomorrow. This includes Minneapolis. 6 to 12 inches of snow can be expected as that storm drives into the central plains, then tracks through the Great Lakes during the next 36 hours. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Miramar and Death Valley, both in California, to a low of 27 below zero at Crane Lake, Babbitt, and Embarrass, all in Minnesota, and also at Wakefield, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy in the mid-50s, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the upper 20s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the middle 20s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 45 degrees, the average low, 26. The record high, 75, set in 1990, and the record low, 1 below zero in 1916. Sunrise this morning is at 7:04 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:04 p.m., 12 hours of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny but very cold today, with highs in the teens to around 20. Clear and frigid tonight, 0 to 10 below, but as low as 20 below in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Clear and cold tonight with lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny but very cold today with highs in the middle 20s. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Clear and cold tonight with lows near 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, Sunshine through high clouds today, remaining cold with highs in the mid-20s. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny, not quite as cold, in the mid-30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Wednesday, a chance of rain or mixed precipitation after dark, upper 30s to around 40. Mostly cloudy, breezy Thursday, lower to mid-40s, lower 40s with a mix of sun and clouds Friday. A chance of snow or rain Saturday, mid to upper 30s, and mostly sunny and cold again on Sunday with highs right around 30 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.